AT&T's 5GE, slower than Verizon and T-Mobile's 4G LTE services, report finds, in the Tech Republic newsletter on March 22nd by James Sanders. AT&T's 5GE network is just LTE advanced. An OpenSignal report finds no meaningful advantage to AT&T's network over the networks of Verizon or T-Mobile. Users of AT&T-branded smartphones began receiving software updates in January that replaced the 4G or LTE icon to read 5GE as part of the carrier's attempt to blur the lines between two fundamentally incompatible mobile network standards. The move prompted T-Mobile to mock AT&T on Twitter, while Sprint sued AT&T for deceptive marketing practices and placed a full-page ad in the New York Times bemoaning the situation. AT&T's purported upgrade to 5GE is actually slower than the LTE networks of Verizon and T-Mobile, according to an OpenSignal report published Friday. AT&T's website describes the network as our first step on the road to 5G. We're starting by enabling faster speeds on our existing LTE network, up to 2 times faster than standard LTE. Fundamentally, and by AT&T's own admission, 5GE is LTE. An AT&T spokesperson previously confirmed to Tech Republic that this service is delivered using the LTE Advanced standard. LTE Advanced and LTE Advanced Pro offer features like 4x4 MIMO and 256 QAM, which allow for gigabit level speeds. These are industry standards available to and deployed by other mobile network operators, though only AT&T is engaging in confusing advertising practices to describe them. Of note, LTE stands for long-term evolution. Under the expectation that upgrades would be deployed by mobile network operators through the lifespan of the LTE standard. The OpenSignal report finds that of LTE Category 16 phones capable of utilizing the features of LTE Advanced, Verizon's network performed best on average with a download speed of 29.9 megabits per second. T-Mobile was second at 29.4 megabits per second, and AT&T in third at 28.8 megabits per second. For standard LTE phones, T-Mobile and Verizon were tied at 19.4 megabits per second, while AT&T at 18.2 megabits per second. According to OpenSignal, AT&T users with a 5GE-capable smartphone receive similar speed to users on other carriers with the same smartphone models that AT&T calls 5GE. The 5GE speeds which AT&T users experience are very much typical 4G speeds and not the step change improvement which 5G promises.